on earth as it is in heaven.
One quick point before we move on. As we pray, we must ever be mindful that the phrase in heaven is inextricably woven together with each of the first three petitions of the prayer of Jesus. We begin by praying that the name of our Father in heaven be hallowed. We continue by praying, Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And we conclude with the words, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This, of course, is not an accident. Rather, it is a daily reminder that we are to live with heaven in mind. As we launch into the last three petitions of the prayer of Jesus, in which the Master teaches us how to bring our request to God, we should never lose sight of our priorities. R.C. Sproul, in his inimitable style, makes the point. He says, we do not come rushing into God's presence arrogantly, assaulting Him with our petty requests, forgetting whom we are addressing. We are to make certain that we have properly exalted the God of creation. Only after God has been rightly honored, adored, and exalted do the subsequent petitions of God's people assume their proper place. The prayer of Jesus is divided into essentially two parts. The first is focused on God's glory. Thus we pray, Hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done. The second is focused on our needs. From this point on, we will pray for ourselves, for our provision, our pardon, and our protection. It is the third petition that brings the Lord's Prayer down to earth, making the transition from our Father up in heaven to His children down on earth. In the words of the great Church Father Tertullian, how gracefully has the divine wisdom arranged the order of the prayer so that after things heavenly, that is, after the name of God, the will of God, and the kingdom of God, it should then give earthly necessities also room for a petition.